All right, this episode is all about our boy Parma Giancarlo.
Mike Stanton.
What do we know about Mike Stanton, Damon?
Mike Stanton, I think that he gets a lot of shit for not being the type of player that everyone wanted him to be, but I think it's a common misconception.
Yeah, and I mean, you personally were on the non-supporting Stanton. You were against Stanton.
I did not like Stanton for a long time.
Why is that?
Because I thought that he was always getting injured, not worth the money. But I think I was just blinded by a lot of things because looking at his stats and the games played his entire career, guy's durable. And I think that gets a lot of shit for not being that.
Let's just talk at face value here. This is a player who was a former MVP 2 years ago. He's a 2-time Silver Slugger, 4-time All-Star. And each of those All-Stars have been coming as of late. He's still 29 last year. He'll be 30 this year. That's still baseball prime. Baseball prime is weird. It starts around 27, and you can play a player like him of his caliber and of his health and durability. Honestly, people say he isn't durable, like you said. Look at these games played. Recently, yes, he was hurt last year. He played 18 games. He only had 59 at-bats. I get that. But look at other years. Starting from 2016 to 2017, he played 159 games. You know it's 162 game season, Damon.
And the season after that, he played 158 games.
If that's not, I don't get how people are.
The one season where he played under 100 games, aside from last season, was 2015.
74.
Didn't he get?
Was
hit
still
in
an all star.
Yeah,
and didn't he was still
hit
an all star.
Face that season.
Still an all star that year too. This guy, he is the definition of durable. I don't get what people are saying that he's not durable for. Like, he was injured last year. Fine, I get it. I understand that. But look at the guy's look at his track record.
Yeah,
the man can play.
And he's a phenomenal player. You know, he has been a consistently good player. You know, it started off his rookie year with the Florida Marlins, and he's got 22 home runs next year, 34, next year, 37, 24, 37, 27, 27, 59, 38. Like, that is a consistent ass career.
And then Yankee fans, I get you. You might not be looking so much at Miami stats. Fine. When he came to the Yankees, he still got 38 home runs and 100 RBIs. Like, what?
Yeah.
How is that a bad season?
His first year in New York.
First year in New York, he was supposed to not do as well. I get
that. Which is a crazy transition from
Miami,
the Florida Marlins.
Yeah, he's a guy who
New York Yankees.
He's a guy who I honestly think is built for New York. He can shrug shit off. He doesn't care. After going through this shit in 2019, everybody hated him. I was still Team Sten. I do understand that going into this year, he did open with an injury. So if the season ended up starting again, but that shit he's been dealing with. Like, once he gets a clean slate past this injury bug, the guy's still in his prime. He's not a fragile guy.
I don't even think it's a bug. I think that, here's the thing. I think that he got this rep for being injury prone because last year, it wasn't one big injury. It wasn't like a Tommy John that kept him out. It was injury here, injury there, uncertainty here, uncertainty there. And then it's, I'll play one game, I'll be out for 25. You know, it was a lot
of
back and forth.
Yeah,
it was annoying. And I think that's why everyone felt that, he can't stay in the field.
Okay, but exactly. But it's annoying. But imagine how that was for him. He was trying, I think that's different from like an Ellsbury situation, for example. Everybody's different from Ellsbury. Ugh. But I'm just saying, he was off and there was no signs of him trying to get back on the field. Stanton was actively trying to get back, and maybe he was not get he was coming back too early. You know what I mean? So that's probably why he was left off for he only played 18 games last year. So honestly, I have given him shit too about being soft and not everything like that. I've fallen into that trap, but he's really not. He just wanted to be on the field more. And I think that's why people, I agree, I think people think he's more injury prone because it was a bunch of different injuries and it was a new one every day, so it seemed.
Yeah, and I think that kind of blinded people from the amazing success that he's had in his previous years. You know, he won the MVP in 2017. He's all-star years before that.
I mean, he was still
second MVP voting in 2014.
And in the first year with the Yankees, he was still 19th in MVP. So, like, he's still up there with the top players in the league. I mean, I just don't get it. However, I see both sides. I see, because it's recency bias. It's whatever's been happening recently. Yeah. So, I don't know. To move on, I think going forward, what can you expect out of Stanton next year? I think more of the same. I think better stats, honestly, my projection, better stats than he had in 2018. Maybe not 59 home runs, but again, this is a guy who, and I believe it, if he had the banging and he was told how many, like what pitches were coming when, he could hit 80 home runs. I believe it. He's a guy who has raw power and he's just, I mean, you see his power, his strength when he's benching Adriano Lima and hitting a sledgehammer onto a fucking tire.
Yeah.
I mean, these workouts, I guess that doesn't really bode well for the whole, like, oh, you're unhealthy and everything like that. And he's doing these weird workouts that could get you hurt. So I believe that. I buy into that more.
Whatever. If I could do that and bench Adriano Lima, I probably would too. But it's the thing is that, what was I saying? I completely forget.
He's just a player that is, he's going to consistently put up those numbers. My projection for him is I think over 40 home runs, over 100 RBIs. He's a career 268 hitter. I think he's going to strike out. It's just going to happen. Even in his MVP year, he batted 280. But
the thing is that there's no stats or there's no real data to prove that he's not going to have another consistent year like he's been having in previous seasons. There's nothing to suggest that he's going to, you know, bat 220 and hit four home runs and be a liability in the field.
There was no year he's ever done that. The lowest he's ever batted was in 2016 where he batted 240. And I don't see that happening. I think the guy's in his prime now. He's one of the better players in the league when healthy. And if he's healthy, then he's one of the best players on the Yankees. So I don't get, a lot of people have been saying also, like, we're better without him in the lineup. Like, shut up. Bullshit. Yeah. Pump the brakes. Makes this team better. He's a perennial MVP candidate. Any year he's healthy.
Yes, I completely agree. And a lot of other shit that he gets is that maybe he's not the best fielder. Throw him a DH. That's also not true. The guy in his career has a 98% fielding percentage. I know that's kind of blinded by a lot of things, but that's not easy to come by, especially as a right fielder.
Yeah, and maybe
he's got a cannon for an arm.
Yeah,
and
hard not to when you're that fucking big.
Yeah, so I think he gets a lot of shit. That's not deserved.
A lot of that comes from probably when he was in the game on the Yankees, because I mean we used him primarily as a DH because we had a loaded outfield in terms of fielders: Hicks, Judge, Gardner, Clint, Talkman, all these guys. We have fielders that we can have out there, and we have the luxury of having a DH in the AL. So he's a perfect DH. He can be a DH, and maybe that we use that to get him back healthy because he's coming off an injured year. So like maybe less games, less reps in the outfield. But I agree, he's definitely a player that can play a good outfield. He can make diving plays all the time. He just he may have been a little rusty because we haven't been putting him out there on a regular basis where he was in Miami, the everyday left fielder.
Yeah, I mean the thing is that in his 10 years he's played about 1,100 games, 1,162 to be exact. He's DH'd only about 100 to 200 of those.
Really?
And everyone's saying that he has to be a DH and is only a DH.
I mean that's kind of wild. And how many of those were probably on the Yankees?
Probably the majority of them.
80% of those were probably while he was on the Yankees.
He wasn't DHing in the Florida Marlins.
Yeah, we just have we have so many players. We're a deep team, and we're allowed to DH him if we needed to. But I just think, I mean, that DH spot can be used for better people. That we can use that for Fords, for Voits, because we can move DJ to yeah. It just gives, we can flex because that.
Those guys are more DHs.
We don't. Yeah, he's not as bad of a fielder as some of these guys. I mean, with Encarnacion, he was the perfect DH. Why he should be the definition of a DH is Stanton like Encarnacion in the field? No, Encarnacion sucks in the field. He's a fat slob. I mean, Stanton can play that outfield. That's why I think we can put that to rest, too. He can play a damn good left field. I do think we wean him back into the lineup and use that DH just so that we keep him healthy. I agree with that. I just I don't like the argument that he's a bad left fielder.
Yeah, and I completely agree. And I think that he gets a lot of undeserved shit for not being the player that everyone
The guy can rake. Do you think he was worth the money?
I mean, it was a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Worth it? We'll see. If he has the same seasons that he's been having if you just take his Yankee season that he was healthy for, and multiply that by the number of years that he has on his contract, yes, I think if he has that same season, then I think he'll be worth $25 million a year.
Yeah, we're paying him a lot of money. We got him for not a lot in terms of the trade. We didn't give up anything. We gave up like Starlin Castro, which is who cares? He's not doing too hot himself. But I mean, for him to be worth the money, he needs to stay on the field. That's it. And I can see why people are saying he's not worth the money at the moment. But people have down years. Baseball is a long game. A player of his caliber is going to be playing till he's near 40. And
it's a very long game. And
a lot of years on his contract, so it's early to say he's not worth the money.
Yeah, and a lot of people you said it before very well, that you get blinded by recency bias.
Yeah.
And listen, Derek Jeter got booted off the field once too. Everyone forgets that.
Exactly. We're not out here saying he's the next Derek Jeter, but we are saying that you got to give people a shot, especially a guy who was an MVP 2 years ago.
Especially
a
guy who has shown that he can be the player that we signed him for.
I mean, as soon as we signed him, in his first Yankee at bat, it's a home run. And that same game, he had another home run on opening day as well. So, like, how can we go from, I mean, that day, how are we feeling about Stanton? He's a second coming of Jesus that day.
Yeah,
we're saying we hate him. I mean, New York fans, myself included sometimes, we go up and down. We're like a roller coaster with the emotions that attach to a player. His right now is pretty low in terms of the Yankees or fans as a whole, but he's still there. I still see it.
He definitely has a lot to prove to win back the fans, I think.
He's like the Gio. This is a very big year for him for the fans, not for his career. The accolades are there. This is a big year for him to win back the fans.
New York fans.
Because if he puts together, okay, let's backtrack here. If he puts together another year like last year and he's hurt again, then we're talking. Okay, was he worth the money? No. Because two of the three prime years are wasted. I can buy into, which is why I do think this is a huge year for him. He needs to prove that he is a Yankee. He can make it in New York. He can stay on the field. And I do think he can do that because there's only 1 year where he hasn't done that.
Yeah, and I think that the fans getting behind him are going to be huge. And realistically, if he hits two home runs within the first 10 games, people are going to be like, he's back.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and even
all it takes is one 500-foot moonshot like he hit off Mike Fiers. Remember when he hit that home run off Mike Fiers and he stared him down? Stanton is a guy. He's my number one pick to have in my corner if we're going Yankee brawl.
Of course.
That's just that we got big bodies, and he's one of those dudes where you just love having on your side. He's just a scary motherfucker. No matter any way you write it up, if he's slumping, if he's batting 100, if he's in a playoff game and Stanton steps in that box, you're not throwing one down the dick to him. You're trying to pitch around him no matter how hot or cold he is because it's just the Stanton effect. And especially he is especially a huge help because he masks – other players in the lineup. He helps Judge because Judge will not be pitched around. Gleyber won't be pitched around. When you have a lineup with Judge, DJ, Gleyber, Stanton, Gary, who are you pitching around? That's the thing, too.
You're not going to – yeah, you're not going to – because if he's hot and he's playing well and Judge is batting before him or Glaber or Gary, whoever it is that day, is batting before him, they're not going to watch it. They're not going to walk him. You have to pitch to those guys.
Yeah.
And that is a huge factor. It's a game within a game.
The only thing I will say, another thing to end this episode out, is the one thing he needs to figure out how to do is to not swing at that low and away slider.
How to either hit that
Just spit on that, and then he's a machine.
Yeah, just stop it. If he can do that, worth it.
I love Stanton. I think this is going to be a big year for him.
I do too.
Two in the air for the father that's there. Three in the air for the kids in the ghetto. Four for the kids that don't want to be there. None for the that's trying to hold him back. Five in the air for the teacher not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that they're holding back that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world.